This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host and Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
Manufacturing operations, including management practices, are starting to look very different from the past. To talk about that, our guest is Mr. Scott Jones, President and CEO of Groovepin of Smithfield. Thanks for joining us.
Terrific. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Very quickly, describe what Groovepin is. What do you manufacture?
Groovepin is an 88-year-old manufacturer of engineered fasteners and precision turn components here in Rhode Island and also outside of Atlanta in Georgia.
And who are your customers?
Customers range from small manufacturers distributed across the United States to hometown names like General Electric and Tyco Electronics.
And your workforce is roughly how big?
About 85 folks, about a third of them here in Rhode Island, a third in Georgia, and a third scattered around the United States.
So generally, why was there a perception that an operational change was needed in the way you do things?
Well, we were all facing the outcome of a recession back in 2008, 2009, and I felt that we needed to do something very constructive with our time and with our hands, literally, in that time. So we decided to take a lean journey where we could improve our operations to deal with some of the changes in our marketplace and some of the changes that our customers were expecting relatively quickly, but also do it in a way that kept people busy learning how to do things in a new and more efficient way.
And kept some jobs, too.
And really kept some jobs, yep.
So explain, what is, in your context, what does lean mean?
Lean very simply means eliminating waste. At the bottom line, that's the most important principle. And so it's not about being necessarily more efficient. It's about getting rid of the things that you don't need around you in your workplace, getting rid of the processes that don't do anything for you, and making work and life simpler for the people doing the work.
Did you find that there was any resistance to going lean in the?
Oh, there are the always a few. And in fact, some people were very resistant to changes in their area, changes in the patterns of work that they needed to do. They were just afraid of what they didn't know. But quite frankly, those people who were most resistant to change have turned out to be the most ardent supporters of our process as time has gone on, once they saw the power of it.
Does going lean increase your capacity with the same number of people and the same amount of hardware?
It does. It does. We have actually increased our output on the order of 35-40% with the same number of
people and without adding and making any capital expenditures either.
But we're facing a situation now where we're looking to add people as well, and that's a different kind of challenge where we need to bring younger people in, get them familiar with our lean methods, and integrate them into our teams to move forward.
How long did it take to implement the change?
We started about 4 years ago, as I said, coming out of the recession. And we went to go visit a local manufacturer, a friend of ours, Vibeco Manufacturing. And they introduced us to lean manufacturing. And when we saw what was going on in the faces of the people working on Vibeco's factory floor, we said, we want some of that. We came back, and after about a year of hard work, we began to see the same looks on the faces of our employees as we'd admired at Vibeco to begin with.
Was it a case of employees taking more possession of their own work?
Well, the big challenge for me was, quite frankly, letting go. In the beginning, we worked with RIMES here in Rhode Island, the Rhode Island Manufacturing Extension Service, which has recently changed its name. But they helped us understand some of the basic processes to get started, cleaning up our areas, putting things in a place, eliminating equipment and tools and so on that have no place in the day-to-day work. Once you've gone through that bit, then you look for improvement. And maybe you take five passes through an area until you've identified all the improvements that make sense and improve the work where it needs to be. But beginning that process of improvement, the employees came forward with their own ideas as to how to run their area. And as they gained confidence in their area, they were more open about the changes that they wanted to make. Today, we have teams that are meeting on a regular basis in what we call huddle meetings. They're comparing each other's ideas, deciding which ones to implement, and seeing them through to completion, all on their own. So really it was a process of learning how to let go and giving them the tools to move forward.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with Scott Jones, President and CEO of Groovepin of Smithfield. All of this transformation in the management process, in the employee relations process, does that take away any time from actually producing, from actually working and manufacturing and putting out a product?
Sure it does. And it was something that I needed to adjust to in the first year to 2 years, recognizing that we might spend, in some cases, up to 15% of our time cleaning areas, making improvements, sitting down and talking about what we wanted to do differently. But the reality is that by doing our work with less waste, the efficiencies soon outstripped the time that we were spending in making the improvements.
And you got some help from Toyota's example.
After attending a lean conference, we were actually approached by Toyota's consulting arm and asked whether or not we would consider using them as consultants. We were one of, I think, a total of 150 companies that they'd worked with over time, and the first in New England. And they came in and helped us pilot their Toyota production system in our Rhode Island factory.
Is that is that just in time, in addition to being lean? Is that appropriate for your business?
Not so appropriate for our business. Really, it was about continuous flow, keeping things moving through the factory and uncovering reasons why work was being stopped.
Have you done more cross-training? Do more of your people do more things than they used to? Is that part of the lean message? Or are they still highly specialized in what they do?
Instead of focusing on when our work needed to be delivered, we caught up enough that we were really concerned with when we should start our work. And it made us aware of where bottlenecks were going to be in our system throughout the factory. So cross-training for us was a way to move people where the problems were. So if we were busier in one area versus another, cross-trained folks could move from one area to another temporarily to help cover that.
When did you know the transformation was working? Was it an increase in sales or some other success?
Well, we saw pretty immediate results in the metrics that we chose for individual areas, and very soon we began to see pretty dramatic improvements in our overall performance, our customer-oriented metrics, certainly within the first 3 months and then really in great shape in the first 6 months. But the most telling moment was when we started doing tours for other companies to show them what we had done and to share our lessons learned with them on their journey. And it was about a year after we'd begun that we did a tour. And when I saw the energy in the face of the people giving the tour to this visiting company, these were people working on the factory floor presenting their own area and the improvements that they'd made in their area. When I saw the energy in their faces, I knew we were onto something.
Has Vibeco come to visit you to see, you know, what you guys have done with some of the things they showed you?
No, they haven't yet, but we've certainly communicated to them, and we want people to understand that lean really is about sharing best practices, and we deeply appreciate that they shared their best practices with us to help get started, and we're continuing that process.
Okay, we'll have to wrap up. Our thanks to Mr. Scott Jones, the president and CEO of Groovepin of Smithfield.
Thank you very much.
And again, thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.